When she was very small, 4, 5, 6 years old, she was living on top of Lick Mountain, North Carolina. And there were these missionaries had come down from the north to set up a school there, a school and a church. And the community there had mixed emotions about those folks being there. One group was very strong against their children learning to read and write. The other group was very, I guess, proactive or actively warning their children to be educated. And my grandmother's father was of the group that really welcomed the missionaries and wanted them there, because I think my family had some sense that, you know, reading and writing was probably a good thing. But this tension escalated, and I think part of it may have been there was some feeling that these women, and they were outsiders, and at that point in time, outsiders coming into the mountains was, you didn't know whether to trust them or not. And many of the community felt like that they were making fun of the local people, that they, you know, that they were illiterate, and that they, you know, were poor. They would ship down big barrels of clothes. My grandmother remembered them shipping down big, huge wooden barrels of clothes that they would gather up in the cities in the north and ship them down for the children to go through and find clothes to wear. And offended many of the community who were, I guess, a very proud lot. Well, this tension just escalated and between certain families, and I'm not sure of the date, but it was probably around 1900. It came to the point that there actually became gunfire over it. And on a Sunday afternoon, on top of Lick Mountain, North Carolina, the Bollinger family, which was my grandmother's family, and the Lingle family started shooting at one another. The guys, the men folks, you know, started shooting. And probably, in all actuality, they weren't really shooting at each other. They were just shooting, you know, shooting, trying to scare each other or whatever. But my grandmother was there, present, and she was terrified of the gunfire. She was really scared of the whole situation. And so she, in the midst of her panic and all this gunfire going back and forth, she ran out into the trail. I would say road, but, you know, basically these are, you know, log shanty kind of things where the folks were living. So she runs out into the trail, and one of the guys sees her. I mean, she's only, you know, 4, 5, 6, I'm not sure how old. And one of the guys sees her, and he runs out to grab her, to bring her back in the house. And when he runs out, they shoot him dead, and he dies. And my grandmother never got over the fact that she felt responsible for another person's death. And she was a very docile person all of her life, a very peace-loving person all her life. And, you know, she would tell that, and she would say many times, you know, there's nothing worth dying over. There's nothing worth dying over. And I think she never, ever got over feeling responsible for some person dying because she... of an action that she took, even though she was just a child.